Today's national sponsor is McDonald's, where, just like the doctor's office, you feel worse coming out than when going in.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true. Here's my question to you guys. What do dentists call their x-rays?
Tooth rays.
Toothpicks. Toothpicks. Mm. Did you hear about the first restaurant to open on the moon?
It got five stars. World.
It is great food, but no atmosphere. And what did one ocean say to the other ocean?
I'll see you later.
Ooh, that's good.
Nothing. It just waved. Dad jokes out of 10.
All right. Well, welcome back to Almost Live from the Basement. Guys, we're actually in a basement today.
We're in a basement.
There's two episodes in a row. We're in a basement.
Back to back, jacks. Dame just got an and one from the 3-point line.
Do we need to permanently move to the basement so we're actually living up to the name of the show?
Living it up.
This is very basement like.
I love this. It is. I do like this. It's like bar basement.
I did have a question today, and it's from OK. She said, who started the podcast? And obviously, I put it on Ryan because he brought us in, but it was you, Blaze, Chris, Jason, and Joe? Question mark in my high voice?
No. Yes. Me, for the very first episode, and then Jason immediately dropped out,
which Joe called.
Yes, he made Jason dog tags. Never come back. And he put the start and end date for Jason on that text Sunday. And it's so funny. And the minute Joe started talking, you could see in Jason's face, like, holy shit, I can't have this. I can't be on this.
I can't be a part of this. But was it your idea to start it?
Yeah.
Very cool.
It was mine. I really
good call.
Mind
thanks.
Oh yeah, I appreciate you bringing me on.
Oh dude, it's been great. And that's funny because I appreciate you. That's what my whole segment's about.
Oh boy,
it's gonna be great.
Are you trying to get extra chips?
Hold on. Because you know I'm the host tonight. All right, well let's get some introductions going. On my left, we got the old man, Joshy Poo.
Boom. What's up, world? Welcome to the show. Sit back, relax, strap on your seatbelt.
You haven't changed since Sunday.
I had a different shirt on, and I was like, I want to wear a long sleeve, and I saw this one just sitting on the kitchen table. I'm like, oh.
Such a good shirt.
Why even put it away? I'm wearing my Colts shirt, which I wore once on Sunday. It was a great day.
Did you buy it just for Sunday?
Yes.
Do you know this guy?
And now you have it Sunday and Thursday?
He got it shipped.
All right.
I got it shipped to the house. I had some lady put it on me. She might be my girlfriend. Who knows?
Maybe, here I am. Possibly. All right, and on his left, we got the not as old, but still old man, Ryan.
Thanks, Spark, for that warm and loving introduction.
I appreciate you.
I had a great weekend. Me and Tommy Boy over here and Joshua and Austin, we went up to the Colts game. And we stayed in a hotel that looked right across the street from the Pacers Stadium. Hotel. And it was so fun just to see the court, see that the All-Star game's going to be there. I had a great weekend. It was so fun, including the part where I was almost taken out, like inches away by this like Fast and the Furious Losers Club that they had. That was just...
I don't think they were called Losers Club.
No, right. But I just, by the way they were dressed.
He's predicting the name.
Okay. They're like, run them over.
And I will eat that exactly, Josh. So let's bring it to Tommy. Tommy, how are you doing?
Tommy's just... Ryan's the host.
Sorry.
He didn't know what was going on that whole time, so he just babbled his way
through. I got thrown off by his board.
So far, so good. I did bring our friend today.
Who's your friend?
Batman!
Tommy!
Tommy!
All right. Today's Batman. I haven't seen it before because it might be hard to guess, but... It's Jason Statham as Batman. Uh-oh.
Oh, nice.
Here we go. Batman, we've captured Two-Face, but he won't tell us where the bomb is. You need to interrogate him. If I put you in that room for 30 seconds, you'll be dead. You know what I mean? You ain't talking. I want you to start fucking talking. You know what? If you don't start fucking talking, I'll break your legs. Build them back up, and just to break them again. You know what I mean?
All right.
You know what I mean?
That's good. I like the deep voice.
Statham with a little Michael Jackson there.
Love it.
How about you, our host tonight,
Sparkles? You know what I mean, the fastest people ever.
How you feeling?
I am tired as shit. I don't know.
Shit doesn't get tired.
I don't know what's going on right now, but sleep is not coming easily
for me.
No, apparently it is not. I tried taking these melatonin things like for the first time ever. It didn't work.
Really?
And then last night, I going to sleep is not my issue. Staying asleep is my problem. Last night, passed out watching TV.
I'll say this off air, but try an edible, bro. Yeah. I was out last night.
Yeah. Because if something happens at work, I drive a forklift. Oh. I'm on a forklift.
I thought you don't drive forklifts anymore.
I'm on it every now and then.
Ah.
And
he's a jack of all trades.
He's the backup to the backup. Say,
like, I hopped on one yesterday because I needed to unload a truck because everybody was at lunch. Okay. And a truck showed up. So something happens, I'm screwed.
He is the Taysom Hill of the warehouse.
So, wow. Okay, then.
That's high praise.
On that note, Tommy, we're going to go to Tommy over here for stats.
Stat me up. You got to stat me up. I got Barkley.
Stat me up.
You got to stat me up. All right. Our show stats, corrects from last time. Apparently, okay, here are the full stats. Hold on. We'll talk about this. Okay. Ryan's in first with 5.5.
What?
Followed by Sparky with
one last.
Yeah. Sparky's in second with 5.
I thought you were still
I'm in third with 4.5, and Josh is fourth to third. I should have gotten a point for winning the baseball game. I went back and see, because we confirmed this off air, but it was never on air, so I couldn't prove it that I got a point for it, so I'm not getting a point.
We did. So I
got a question because I was thinking about that.
Because every side game, you always give points.
For golf.
Yeah, you get a point.
You got a point.
Right.
A show point.
Right.
I think he's right.
And
he should get a point for winning baseball.
The prize for winning baseball was you got the punishment.
Veto.
Veto. Thank you. If you want to trade in the veto for a point, fine.
I got a feeling Tom's going to
lose. Are we all losing tonight?
I'm not trading away.
Tommy has never lost your show.
Yeah,
obviously, Josh has always lost your show.
But you've never lost a show either.
I know. But I don't even think you've ever.
We tied for a loss last time, didn't we?
Yes. I don't think you've ever, or was it just a two-person?
It was a two-person puddle splash. Josh still got less.
But. Yeah, I was in second. Yeah. Well, I don't think Tommy's ever not won your show.
Well, maybe I have. On that note.
No, that's not true.
On that note, guess what? Everybody's losing tonight.
Yeah,
so just so you guys know.
He walked in. He said, "I'm so excited because I'm going to make all of you cry tonight."
What?
So.
Uh-oh. Let's hear what this punishment is.
Then we got to go back to the stats.
Yeah, stats.
Let's do stats.
Not that I want to hear the rest of the stats.
And now for movie stats.
Start from the bottom. What Josh wants to be heard first.
Okay. Yeah, Josh is in last. 141.
Yeah, buddy.
141. You got to average 14 a week for that.
That's not true.
In third, it's Ryan with 126. So Josh gained 15. He was only down. He was down 23 last time.
What up now?
Really? The last 4 weeks, he gained 6.
Shoes.
In third, it's Tommy with 113.
No. Oh, wait. This month's over.
And Sparky's in first with 102.
And I went 113? First.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty much over.
Man, I'm
Sparky makes a mistake.
Unless I fuck up bad.
let's see what you pick this week.
It's not hard.
See what you pick this week.
That four spot is a fucking tricky one. When there's a whole bunch of shit in the bottom three, after the first three, you can go from 4 to 9 really quick.
Right.
So
blink them off.
And
Bruce Willis.
Who went first?
I went first. I went with Cocaine Bear.
What?
I'm just kidding. I went with
Barbie.
No. What did I go with?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Thank you. There's a kid dressed in last night, too. Five Nights at Freddy's.
And Ryan went second. He went with?
I did. I really wanted to go with that new John Cena movie, but I was too nervous. So I went with Taylor Swift.
What's the John Cena movie?
I went third.
Yeah, it looks great.
And I went with Flowers of Killer Moon.
And Sparky was five.
That movie that fucked me over last week.
After Death.
I don't even know what I went with. After Death. I have no clue what it is.
It's a movie about people after they die.
Okay, then. Good to know. Thanks for sharing.
Ghost 2, Patrick
Swayze. I know that sounds like a bit nasty.
After Death.
After Death. That's right.
Literally, I read the description of it. I was like, oh.
I went off of my predictor.
Yeah.
And it said that was going to be four.
If it's a religious movie, I'm not sure that it is, but if it is, they usually do okay.
Is Patrick Swayze in it?
Did it say Five
soon.
Nights?
Because he plays Ghost.
Too soon, Tom.
Did it say Five Nights was going to be Taylor this week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we all picked an order tonight, this week.
According to the predictor.
Usually I'll let you guys know Like, I'll send the picture.
After.
Like, when,
wow, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
your
dumb.
Pick was ridiculous.
Not to say you're dumb.
Just
but
to show
say,
you what
hey,
might
this
happen.
Is, this is what this says, just so you know in case. So, all right. Well, let's get to the show. Let's have some fun.
Let's get to the show.
The punishment.
Oh, no.
Punishment.
Which we will not do tonight because I didn't bring the stuff. But everyone will be a loser, no matter what. It's just a matter of how much you lose.
Okay.
And it is an eating one.
Oh, man.
We are doing the Oreo challenge. I don't know if anyone has seen this on TikTok.
I feel like I'm a winner.
But what you're going to do
make this guy eat a bunch of
is you're going to roll an Oreo down a countertop. And there's going to be cups taped to the end of the countertop with randomness in it. Like ketchup.
Oh, no.
Like
oh, no.
Mustard.
No. Fuck no.
Like hot sauce.
But even if you win...
Mayonnaise. There is going to be one cup of milk.
I don't know.
And one cup of pickle juice.
Oh, God.
So there's no and winning.
There,
yeah, none of that is winning for
milk.
Me.
Whoever
milk.
Whoever wins. Whoever wins the episode tonight has to roll one cookie. Whoever takes second has to roll two cookies.
Well, I think you're going to be using your...
whoever rolls three... Or whoever finishes third and last, Josh.
I study.
Has the role.
How can you win
three.
And you have to eat
yeah,
some
what
kind
the
of
hell
zombie kind of... Oreo?
Yeah, at least in my episode, if you won, so, you get the shot. You get to shoot Josh in the face.
Okay, so you roll the cookie down. You have to eat the cookie after it's fallen in there?
Yes.
You don't have to, like, shoot the
shot. No.
Okay.
No, you just have
still
to take
gross.
You have to take it out
God,
and eat
it
really quick.
Can the milk be like a bucket sitting at the end and you gotta try
yeah.
to
it'll be like Dixie
like
cups
to Ruby Bottle and
like
get
red solo
second
cups.
Gets one and third gets two and
I don't think we can set this up anywhere. There's no tables in this
I was
house.
Thinking Ryan's Island.
No, it's it's under construction.
Yeah,
it's, I have cats.
Yeah, it's never clean.
That's all right.
To be determined.
I can wipe it down with some Clorox. All right.
To be determined, so second place gets one cookie and third place gets two.
Incorrect.
All right.
Tom, you have just lost your first half chips.
He just vetoed his punishment.
All right, so we're going to go with toss-up.
Toss-up.
And we're going to go, he's going to go pretty quick.
Toss-up.
It's pretty easy.
Everybody
on your buzzer.
That's my buzzer. That's my marker.
Everybody on your buzzer, you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Who is playing in the World Series tomorrow? Number one. Who's number one?
Me.
Oh, Tommy.
The Rangers and the Diamondbacks.
Good job. 5 points. Everyone's worth five. Just so you know. I don't play these stupid one-pointers on a toss-up.
Good call.
All right, second toss-up question. Thanks to my lead at work, BJ Turgeon. I told him I'd call him out for him.
BJ?
Trying to get another listenership. Guys.
Listenership.
All right. What is the name of the restaurant chain that moves in across the street from Kramer on Seinfeld that turns Kramer's entire apartment red?
Oh, this is a baseball question?
Nope. Actually, it is.
Is it a real restaurant or a fake restaurant? Like a one made up?
I believe it is a real restaurant.
Oh,
I
remember.
Red Robin.
No.
I had no idea. But I thought, big guess.
I've seen this one. He keeps in movies all over.
Go on.
We're out of the bag.
Go on.
Red Lobster.
No.
Sliders.
No.
Red Roof Fence.
No.
Red Roof
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Oh,
no. The Dodgers here, Kenny Rogers.
Right out of the bag.
That was pretty
that
good.
You do that really
why
good.
Don't you have
you're
him as
Batman.
Batman.
You right? Must be Kramer.
All right. The next toss-up is going to be how many states begin with the letter M?
Do we have to name the states?
No. Going once. Tom.
Six.
Incorrect. Who hit that before them?
Oh.
Oh,
I don't know.
I didn't buzz in yet. I'm still counting.
All right, so you're out.
I'm out?
Oh.
Okay. Four.
Incorrect. Now you can answer.
Five.
Incorrect. Eight, guys. Eight.
Oh.
The answer
is
eight.
Shit, I missed Maryland. Or Massachusetts. I missed
Maryland,
East Coast.
Massachusetts,
I missed East Coast. I know the three. Maryland,
Michigan,
Massachusetts, Maine were the
Miami,
ones I missed.
Miami,
Milwaukee.
Miami.
Milwaukee. I'm just kidding. All right, the next. And we got three more toss-ups really
bad.
Quick. They're going to be music. We're going to go try to go pretty quick. I will make sure to turn it up for the
speaker. Tune it up.
There's a lot going on here.
I'm pretty sure.
I really want to go to bed.
If only you were an octopus.
No.
All these
why is the phone 92% over here?
Yeah, seriously. Why is it so far away from me?
Because he talks quieter than Jason Statham.
All right, are you guys ready? First person to buzz in.
It's fair.
You got to name the movie series. It might be a movie series. It might be just a movie. Just name what this is from.
Not a TV show?
It might be a TV
show. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Sorry. Tommy Boy.
Exorcist.
Good job.
It is a TV show.
5 points. Next one.
Wait for it.
Number five.
Halloween.
Good job. 5 points.
And five for five.
Last one.
Wait for it.
Tommy Boy.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Good job.
This is Halloween. Evans. So the crappy part is I knew most of the answer to all those questions, but I didn't get one right.
I
buzzed like crazy, I swear.
You're I was all like reflexes.
I was like Phillies and Astros. I had it, man.
Alright, so since you already mentioned it, we'll do a quick rule of count. Tommy's got 20, Ryan's got 5, Josh has 0.
He's got 15.
15, sorry.
15, 5, 0.
You know what, Josh has Oreos for days.
Oreos. I'm going to practice my roll. I'm going to be practicing
shit. You like mustard, don't you?
Good God.
No way.
Good
God.
All right. So, this is my top 10-ish.
The top 10.
Oh, that. Thanks to my wife, Jennifer. She gave me the idea for this one.
Double J.
And what I did with this one is you guys need to tell me the release dates of the, like, in order from oldest to newest for release dates for Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts in the order. You gotta tell me this one was first. This one was second. Now, the points on these are randomized. Because I figure, like, this is kind of easy on the order they go in. That I don't want to just go, well, first is going to get 11, second is going to get 10. They're randomized. You're going to get lucky on whatever you pick.
Oh,
and so you can you're going to give us the name and we have to tell you the
name. No, you guys are going to tell me the name and what release it was. Was it the first, the second, the third, the fourth? What was it?
All right, okay. I'm going to go.
And there's 1 through 11. And we will start with the low minimum totem pole.
Thanks.
To my left.
The first one to come out was Chamber of Secrets.
That is incorrect.
I'll say Fantastic Beasts is number 9.
Which one?
Oh, I didn't know there was more to it. I thought it was just the name.
There's
of it.
Two of them, right?
I thought there's 3 of them.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
Oh, there has to be.
And they are all called Fantastic Beasts.
The first one.
Something. Nothing?
No.
All right, Tommy Boy.
Zero. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone is first.
Good job. 5 points.
Dick, he looked over here at me. Is he it?
No.
Josh Boo.
I'm going to go Deadly Hallows is part 1 is 7.
Good job. 11 points. That is the top answer.
Take that, guys.
Oh, shit. Ryan, Pooh.
Pooh.
Oh, wait. You guys both got strikes.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, man. Can you give us the names, the list?
No.
This
is how I feel when you guys ask me to do fucking Marvel movies.
Sorcerer's Stone?
Yeah, say that one.
Sorcerer's Stone. Wait, that's not right. Is it right? Hold on.
That's a movie.
All right. Sorcerer's Stone is number 4.
Okay.
What was your answer?
Sorcerer's Stone was first and has already been picked. You are wrong again. Don't worry. Next time we come back to you, you get a hint.
Josh is fucking fucking with me, man.
Chamber of Secrets is number 2.
Chamber of Secrets is number 2. Good job, Tommy. I got a feeling Tom's going to run away with it.
Well, yeah, look at the guy.
Tommy, he's over there writing out every name of him.
He is Harry fucking Potter. Yeah. 2 points.
Okay.
Deadly Hallows Part 2 is number 8.
man, this is the only reason Josh is going to stay in this game. Part two? That was...
I said part one in my answer.
Yeah.
No, he did.
He did on the first one. Shit. 10 points. We got the 11 and the 10-pointer.
Oh, thank God, Josh.
Thanks to Tommy's random.org. that's how I randomized this.
That's very cool.
Would you like a hint, sir?
Yes, please.
All right. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them would be the first movie in the Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is number 9.
Good job for 1 point.
Oh, man.
Randomizer. Why would you give me
that? I didn't even look at it.
It's I'm sorry. It's not his
but
fault.
I went with what you were already saying.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I went with that.
That makes sense.
Tommy boy.
Let's go with the Prisoner of Azkaban, number 3.
That's Tommy's not just a real thing.
Going right down the list.
Yeah.
4 points. Give me a white.
Please. Though you guys are looking in the
Josh Poop. All
right.
But it's random, right, for the points?
Yes. Watch him nail the 9-pointer now.
I don't even
know.
It's
like he looked at my computer.
I'm going to say Book of Shadows 6.
Blair Witch?
Sounded damn good to me. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Ryan?
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Lose Them is number 10.
Number 10?
Yes.
No, you are incorrect. It's actually number like 14.
Damn.
But I don't have that on this list. All right. Ryan's done.
Good try, Ryan.
Thanks.
Goblet of Fire is number 4.
Right down the list.
I knew that name. I should have known that.
6 points.
I would have known what number it was. But...
Would you like a hint?
Hint me up.
All right.
You got to hint me up.
Mm-hmm. The 5th movie in the sequence has a bird in the title.
Oh, crap.
That rises out of its ashes in theory or whatever.
Something out of the Phoenix.
Let's go, Josh.
Let's
go, Josh.
I can't think of something to do with the Phoenix.
You are halfway there, but still wrong. Tom, somebody. Send it off.
Order of the Phoenix is number 5.
Order of the Phoenix.
All right, that's 7 points.
I've seen that.
Just keep going, Tom.
Fucking did I see number 4 yet? Crap. I'll take... Well, I don't have any strikes. I don't know if I said number 4, but in case I didn't, the Goblet of Fire, number 4.
You did say that one.
Strike him up.
Strike one.
Yeah.
Woo! Half-Blood Prince.
Maybe it's this
number
time
6.
9 points.
Oh.
Fantastic Beasts and the Crimes of Grindelwald is number 10.
Good job. 3 points.
But he stuttered, though.
I feel like he's messed up my one off. I mean, I guess it's okay. 104.
I can't remember the name of the last one. The newest one. Crap.
Yeah. Think you're all right.
What is this?
Oh.
The Order of Dumbledore.
The Order of Dumbledore.
Incorrect.
Dumbledore.
That's strike 2. Would you like a hint?
Sure.
Dumbledore is in the title, and so is another word from one of the Harry Potter titles. And it's not order. Give you a hint. It's from
I feel like you
1, 2, or 3. Hint.
I think he's all hinted up. Count this guy out.
It's the...
Gave him a hint for the hint.
Dumbledore's Secret. Dumbledore's Secrets.
All right. Good job. Incorrect.
Secrets of Dumbledore.
It's the Secrets of Dumbledore. You get 12 more points for the other two.
All right. 2 questions. One, what made you decide to do Harry Potter?
Jen, I said that at
the
beginning.
That's right. You did say so that. This is thanks and to 2, can you go through the order for me?
I will. Thanks, Jen. Yes. Starting from first, it is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Followed by Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, or Azkaban, however you want to say it, Harry Potter Azkaban. And the Goblet of Fire, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, followed by Part 2, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Fantastic Beasts, the Crimes of Grindelwald, and Fantastic Beasts, The Secret of Dumbledore, which all three of those were actually prequels to the 8 Harry Potters.
I think there's not any of the Fantastic Beasts.
Let's make like 2 more. They're not great. The first one's good.
I like the first one. The second one was kind of okay. I haven't seen
the third. I had a tough time. Like, I tried to watch them all the way through, I think, twice. They
change out Johnny Depp. They get rid of him because he was Grindelwald, and they put in Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah. Yes, that's good. I heard that, and I haven't seen it, though.
It's a good sub.
While we're getting a chip count, let's go Ryan for his appreciation segment.
Alrighty.
Can't wait to hear this shit.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Okay. 21. So,
21.
My segment today, guys, is called Poem for the Host. All right, not the host, Josh, who let us come here, but the host of the show, Mr. Kyle Sparkman. All right, this is not a tweet, a snap, a TikTok, or a post.
Wait. It's actually about me or actually about the host?
It's about you. Don't interrupt my fucking poem. What the fuck?
Now I just changed. All right, here we go. Now it's about...
Poem for the host. This is not a tweet, a snap, a TikTok, or a post. What we have here is a little tribute poem for the host. I know what you're thinking. I'm just trying to suck up. To that I say I like to win, so please, shut the fuck up. Now I could have stream genied or talked about my life. I could have riffed on politics or bitched about my ex-wife. But this poem is for my friend Spark and how handsome he is in the dark. The stubble on his head, the snoring in his bed, the way he somehow tricked his wife, Jen, to wed. Maybe it's the missing sleeves from his shitty Packers jersey, or the way he seems to lose most of the shows hosted by me. But Sparky's 2 years on the show have been the best we've ever had. But now he's winning in most of our games, and that's made us all kind of sad. His punishments have been crazy. His hosting is sometimes outrageous. But his last-minute rules have sometimes saved us. Well, not Tom. He's Demi Moore from Ghost and seems to be the movie game winner. But what got me the most was when he was Josh the Zombie's dinner. He's smarter than a fifth grader. He ran the mall as he sang. On Halloween, he'll be remembered forever by the people living behind the 10 doorbells that he rang. So you better not die in October of 24. And remember, no matter what, on the last day of tag... don't open the door. I'm sad to admit this poem has become kind of a mess, but not as sad as when I think of you in that little yellow dress. Sparky is the man. Remember, this is no roast. Instead, it's just a little tribute poem for the hosts.
What do we got? Stab your fingers.
Poetry clap. Poetry. Yeah, nice.
I like it, but you're not giving me chips.
Nah, fair enough.
I do like it though. It was a good try.
It was all about it.
But I do like it. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Some kind words. I am gorgeous, I know.
Yes, you are.
In the dark.
And yeah. And let's turn off the lights to see how pretty I get, Jack.
Fortunately, we'll still see your
shirt. And then we'll play Who's in My Mouth.
Yeah.
We might see a radioactive glow.
All right. So we're gonna keep going.
We need more chips.
Let's get a chip count really quickly.
Let's just count what's over here.
We got Tommy in the lead with 51.
51.
We got Josh following up with 21.
This is like my number. Playing blackjack earlier, Rivers. I lost
$100. And Ryan driving the caboose with 6.
I'm just giving them a head start.
Caboose me.
Yes, you are, because we got a lot more to go with this. All right. Lots of chips to be given out. And we're gonna play some Man Jeopardy right now.
Wow.
Jeopardy. I got a little bit of twist on it today.
Uh-oh.
What? No
way. Twist.
Because
it's
what I do. When answering these questions, we are going to need Jeopardy-style answers.
Oh, boy. Okay.
In the form of a question.
Like it.
There will be no reminders. An incorrect form will result in a wrong answer.
Nice.
Who was Bill Murray?
All right. So there is no gimmies tonight. And I decided to have a little bit of fun. We got 3 categories. Okay. The first category is named Tom.
Oh.
Loving it.
It will favor Tom. The second category is named Ryan.
It'll favor Josh.
It will favor. It should favor Ryan.
Oh, last minute. Honestly,
Ryan, as much as I love you, I think I had the most trouble coming up with questions for you.
Fair enough.
That he wouldn't be able to steal.
But he says Josh.
Yeah. He isn't the guy from Round Lake.
Like, I think you'll and obviously the third one is Josh.
Right on.
And there is one daily
Who's
double.
Josh.
Sauce.
Oh. Sauce it over here, bro.
Old man.
Maybe. I hope the double, the daily double's in the Ryan category.
So there is one daily double, and I will tell you what I did, thanks to Tom, random.org.
Okay.
They are going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in Tom's category, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in Ryan's category, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 in Josh's category. Whatever number it fell on, 1 through 15, is the one that got the daily double. I screenshotted it in case any of you fuckers think I'm favoring anyone. I screenshotted it, and it is on here for you for when you guys start yelling at me.
I do have a quick question. Is there, not that I want it to be this way, but does the person whose category is have to answer last or no? Anyway, just put...
No.
Okay,
just
cool.
Press the button.
Okay.
So
checking.
We will start with Ryan on here for Low Man on the Totem Pole.
Reject.
Well, I'm gonna get some points quick. Josh for one.
Josh for one. All right. This is Josh's name in my phone.
Oh. Son of a bitch.
Motherfucking Porter.
Incorrect.
Oh. Both did it early.
Oh. You both get to try it.
Who is Josh motherfucking Porter?
Good job.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Good job, Ryan. It.
More like who was?
Could I have Josh for five?
Oh, we're going with Josh for five. He's not even picking his Ryan. All right. All right, everybody, it's clear. Everybody ready? All right. Let's do this so I'm in my head of the game. All right. Josh lives basically across the street from this municipal building. Josh.
What is the fire station?
I need to be more specific.
The firehouse?
Let's see. If anyone gets it right, I'll give it to them. If not, I'll give it to you.
What is the Mundelein fire station?
I was buzzed in.
But it was, his time is still going.
No, it wasn't. It said five up there. Go ahead, Ryan. What's your answer? Or did he get it?
He got it right.
Oh,
Mundelein fire station.
I was buzzed in.
Sorry, Ryan. I missed it.
Hey.
Nice poem.
Thanks, buddy. Nice poem.
Ryan for...
Ryan for four.
We're searching.
Oh, this is a fun one.
We're fishing.
Where did I put my number? What the fuck did I do? All right. 144 is the answer to this equation.
What is the years of my children's age? The age of my children's years added up together.
That can't be right.
No.
Oh,
I don't know. I just took a guess. Tom.
What is 12 squared?
That works. That works. I'll give it to you.
What?
It was anything that could be anything that equals 12 times 12.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Equals 144. What is 144 plus 0?
Oh, I thought it was something to do with me.
Nope.
Just random.
It was a math one.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you a math one.
Fair enough.
You
so they're about us, but not completely.
With my kids.
I apologize.
Don't be.
You were an absolute struggle to try to get this.
Maybe 50?
I went the hard route, but okay. Let's go Ryan for five.
Ryan for
62.
Five.
That wasn't even close.
Oh, by the way, it's not necessarily about you.
It's a question just, you should get.
It's a question like that I think you would get first.
Gotcha.
So I apologize if I was I came across confusing on that.
That's fine.
I have three failed marriages and have at least one kid with two different women. Josh.
Who is Ryan Lehman? Oh, shit.
Incorrect.
What was it?
You've been divorced three times?
No.
Oh.
Who is Ross Geller?
Yeah.
Bingo bango.
Sorry. Oh, I just
thanks.
Bingo bango.
I did it on purpose because I wanted someone to say Ryan. No offense.
I'm like Ryan.
And it worked.
Ryan too.
And it worked.
I'm the guy.
Give me Tom chairs for three.
Tommy chairs for three. You guys are going way the fuck out of whack. DMD with double. All right. This movie franchise consists of...
Well, I didn't touch it. Sorry, keep going.
All right. This movie franchise consists of 12 films, including Freddy vs. Jason.
Ooh. What is Friday the 13th?
Good job.
Ooh, the next one's going to be a big one, huh?
What was included in that list? Just kidding.
Including Freddy vs. Jason and Jason X.
Nice.
I tried to throw it off with the Freddy.
Yeah, you did it right.
Tried.
Josh for three.
Can't fuck with Tom, though. Josh for three. The initials DJ stands for...
What is a disc jockey?
Good job.
You jockey.
Discs. Tommy for one.
We're picking each other's.
I like how you guys are not picking your own.
It's more fun to beat them at their own question, to be honest. Like, yeah.
This baller just signed a huge deal.
Who is Giannis Antetokounmpo?
That's his cousin. That's wrong. That's his cousin.
I am giving you the point.
Giannis, the Greek. Because
I can't fucking say his name.
We just went over that too earlier.
Antetokounmpo. You said his cousin's name in the village, which is the same thing, but it's just a couple extra letters.
Ryan for one.
Ryan for one. If anyone but Ryan gets this, I'll be amazed. I got Ryan a job at this company, and all he did was bitch about his feet.
What is errands?
Good job.
That is not all I did.
He also didn't tuck in his shirt.
No, that was trying to get him a job at another place. Who shows up to an interview with an untucked shirt?
This guy.
I'll take Tommy for two.
Tommy for two.
Tommy two chairs.
The Greek flag consists of these.
What is blue and white?
Damn it.
It's actually white and blue.
Who?
All right. Tommy on the board.
Tommy for four. I'll take my own.
Tommy for four.
Looking the trends.
Oh, no, just kidding.
Psych.
I just wanted to mess with him. Maybe. What the hell is going on?
I feel like I traumatized my dog today.
All right.
He's exhausted.
During the summer, we say we are going to Six Flags. But in October, we say we are...
What is Fright Fest?
Good job. 4 points. Tommy's board.
Let's go with... Josh for two.
Josh for two.
For deuces, bro.
This famous basketballer.
Who was Kobe Bryant?
Oh, he's such a bitch.
Yikes. Dude, the was.
This famous basketballer wore number 8 and number 24. He figured it out. It's about Josh.
But not
before Josh, but yeah. All right.
You know, I said it.
We got Ryan for 2 and 3. We got Tommy for 5 and Josh for 4. What do you want, Tommy boy?
Let's go with Ryan for 3.
Ryan for 3. Ryan, you better be quick on this one. I am the winningest NFL coach of all time.
Who is Don Shula?
Good job.
Is he alive?
Yes.
We're going to have
my answer on the board died. Is who is Don Shula, so okay. He gets it.
No, I think he died.
3 points.
I'm not sure.
You did it live?
No.
Wow.
Let's go Ryan for two.
Ryan for
finish
two.
Finish himself off.
Yeah, that's how I usually do it.
I will accept one of two answers on this answer. Ryan was hit on by this person to get us free drinks on our way to Vegas.
Who was the male stewardess?
I'll count that. I said the flight attendant.
Okay.
But
oh, yeah.
Well, I believe his name was Ronaldo.
It is. Yes.
And I put Ed in as well.
He wanted to play tennis, even though, and watch porn.
Was tennis this?
Yeah, I guess. Even though he saw me come on with crutches.
All right, we got Josh for 4 and Tommy for 5.
I'm going to go, let's finish Josh up.
Josh for 4. Josh for 2.
Oh. Dang it, I was hoping you'd get me a 50 double.
Oh, man.
How well do you know Josh or what he's into?
3?
I guarantee it'd be half of what he's been right now for those times.
13.
Ooh. 13.
Dan Marino.
I think he's being a pussy, but that's all right.
I only have 10 left.
Yeah. I mean.
Ooh, nice. Go, got him.
Oh, damn it. Buffalo's good. All right. Josh had a gig in this town where Sparky tried to tag him at the end of the tag season.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The best part is, he sent me the address.
Yeah. He copied and pasted.
Yes, he did.
I can remember all of this. And I can't.
Yeah. I got that one. That's the wrong pinstripes.
I made it eventually. I'm going to say.
I was at your pinstripes this Saturday.
Yeah.
No, Friday. That's
where
Friday.
Is Elk Grove Village?
Incorrect. Anyone else? Tommy boy.
Where is Palos Hills?
Damn
good
it.
Job.
How did Tom even know?
Because my tiniest cousin lives there. Oh, and I always call that place.
I'm in Elk Grove tomorrow.
Jesus loves his sandals.
That is
Elk Grove Village tomorrow night.
So. All right. Tommy for 5.
All that good stuff I did, all gone.
As of 2021 census, the population of Greece is approximately...
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Well, his dad keeps going back and forth.
You gotta be within half a million.
His dad goes back and
forth. So that changes some things.
I know what it was.
Ryan,
I'm gonna say.
I feel better with the green.
31 million.
Incorrect.
I'll take the under.
Josh.
How many is.
Oh, yeah.
26 million.
I was dead on. I just didn't say it right.
I looked at it last time in like late 90s.
That was just like the other day.
13 million.
Think of Round Lake and Greece. 15 people.
Greece is the closest over here. But it was in 2021, it was 10.64 million. About the size of Chicago.
You have to get within a half a million.
Hey, you guys know what the biggest problem with Greece is? Too many Greeks live there.
All the Greeks? No. I was going to say, all the Greeks?
We just lost half our commercial.
We're going to take a commercial break, guys.
Thank God.
Chip count chips.
All right.
Chippers.
Chip count.
Chip count.
Tommy, 75.
Woo.
Josh, 25.
25.
Ryan, 10.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's anybody's game.
Uh-oh.
Because we've got Orioles to roll.
There are lots of ways to make money on this. Lots of ways to make chips.
Uh-oh.
On this train that Ryan has started.
Keep on
Ryan
going.
Came out with this game. Tommy did his little twist on it with the bank.
Bank it.
I'm going to put a little more twist on it.
Uh-oh.
The bank is still in play. However, you can wait to hear what it is and choose the bank at that point.
Oh, wow. Okay. Uh-huh. I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm giving you the option.
Lug it along.
What we're going to do is there's 25 answers that I'm going to throw out there that you guys need to get. 23 of them are the last 23 World Series winners.
And oh, it's World Series? I thought it was Survivor Series.
I thought it was
Tommy's a fucking moron. A. I gave you guys a hint.
Why did you say he was going to do better than us?
I looked up a lot more things about the World Series.
There's going to be no Hulk Hogan.
How did you know about the World? Oh, he said the.
There was a hint that there's a big sports event happening this weekend.
I know it was on the Ocho.
You said started tomorrow, so I looked up what sportsmen start October
27th. Yeah, and I saw the Survivor Series. I'm like, oh, it starts tomorrow.
You could. Tom, you're fucking.
Ask me a bunch of questions about World Series stats.
You're fucking with me, right?
Ask me about my wiener.
Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, and
okay. Survivor. So there's
Ultimate Warrior.
I'm going to name the year, and you have to tell me who won the World Series that year.
Okay.
It is not going in order. Again, thanks to Tommy, I used random.org. I put them in order.
I think I'm a sponsor.
Yeah.
I put them in order, and then I used the randomizer, and then I flipped them.
When you need an idea.
And then the last two questions are two random questions about possibly this.
Possibly this?
What you're going through.
Hell.
Hell.
I give
you... You know, all right, Orioles dipped
we're gonna just swing away right now. Same rules as Ryan. 1, 2, 3, 4, however many you get in a row. It's how many chips you get on that answer. All right, so you guys know that rule, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. First, who won the World Series in 2004?
Oh, that was no one fucking knows.
I can tell you 2004. I could also tell you 2005. I could tell you 2000, 2001, 2010. I did this.
All right.
I can name about half of these.
I believe you. All right. We have to write it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
And you're not writing on the year. You're writing on the team.
Mm. Wait.
Going once.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Do you know this?
Go. All right. We got Josh says the Red Sox.
Ooh.
Ryan says the Diamondbacks. And
Giants.
Is that what that says?
Yeah.
Tom says the Giants.
Fever pitch me.
The good news is
it's Josh.
One person got it right.
Yeah. Is it me?
It is Josh.
All right.
Ooh.
I feel like I should thank. Oh, we get to hear the question. Get to hear the year. Thank you, fever pitch.
Hear the year.
And that is exactly why I could name 2004 with the Red Sox. Because of fever pitch. Alright. Who won? In 2021.
Oh man, just 2 years ago.
I'm gonna bank.
Wow.
Just in case. I think I know, which sucks, but I still wanna bank it.
Alright, there you go.
Thanks, buddy. Everyone counts against Tommy.
It's 2 years
ago. I think I can name the last five.
I don't even think I can name the last five Super Bowl winners.
Everybody got an answer?
No, I feel like I'm wrong.
Yeah.
All right. We got Josh has the Cardinals, Ryan has the Dodgers, and Tommy has the Nationals.
Nationals sounds good. Actually.
You are all wrong.
Oh.
It is the Atlanta Braves.
Damn, that was what I was going to write.
I thought they won last year.
Dang it.
Still put that for...
I don't even know.
Yeah, go ahead and put that for 2022. We'll let you know if it's right or wrong.
I have a feeling wrong.
The next one is who won in 2019? That would be 4 years ago.
The one we just did before was 2021.
Sure.
God, and this is 2019?
I don't even know.
Everybody got an answer?
Yeah?
All right. Let's see them.
I put the Yanks.
Yankees, Dodgers. Wow. I didn't think this was going to be that hard. All right. It was the Nationals.
Ah, oh, shit.
Damn it. I felt like I looked it up today, too.
And this one I can name as well, and I really hope Ryan names this one. Ryan, if you get this one wrong, and it's not 2016.
No.
I was about to write that.
If you get this one wrong, I'm going to be disappointed in you.
Okay.
All right.
Start
who won it in 2003?
Why would you?
Oh my god.
2003? Oh, yeah. I know this one.
You want to tip me off, bro? Holy shit! That's what I wrote.
All right. Everybody got an answer?
This is turn around.
Bartman.
It is Bartman here. The Marlins. Everybody gets one.
That's awesome.
Everybody put the Marlins.
Yay.
Now go team.
Now you get it, Tom, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to turn his heat around. Cope over here.
At first he's like, what?
All right.
What?
Remember, you are allowed to bank after you hear the year.
I like it.
Who won the 2018 World Series?
Bank.
Bank. Yeah, sorry. Bank. Forgot I was supposed to say that. Ryan, you banking? You taking?
Fuck, I'm not banking. I got a 1 in 32 shot. Is that how many baseball teams
you are? You know it's not the Cubs.
Damn it.
Everybody going to answer?
No, sorry. Okay.
All right, let's see what we got.
Put the Cardinals.
We got the Cardinals, Dodgers, and the Astros, and you're all wrong.
Are you sure?
It is Boston.
Put Astros.
Oh. Boston. The Red Sox. And we lose a chip.
Little funny.
Oh, Brian lost the chip.
That's fair.
He should start giving you his hints for this. I didn't know this was hard. Who won in 2008?
Can you give us NL or AL?
I'll tell you. I'll give it. I'll do that.
Okay.
It is the NL won in 2008.
I was 28 years old.
Right?
2008. Just want to give you another hint?
Sure. No. I mean, no. Yeah. But I don't think it's going to help me.
All right. No. They were in the playoffs this year.
Okay. That changes things.
It's not the Cards.
Yeah, that's what I wrote again.
Should have started, Kincaid. Oh, man. All right.
Was that a throw, my name is? Or was that a run?
There's no way definitely sure. The way Kincaid running it in.
Yeah, it'd be a throw.
Good.
From the JL.
I need two throws from him.
Kincaid right, throw it?
Everybody gonna answer?
Yeah.
I do.
Alright, what we got?
I got Phillies.
Oh. Everybody's got the Phillies. Well, I mean, we got Phyllis, Phillies, and then whatever the
is this Phillies?
Phillies?
Philly. Alright. It is the Phillies. We'll make it a little more fun. I will start giving you guys some more hints.
Thanks, buddy. Sorry. All right. That would be better than this.
You will not get a hint on this one.
All right.
I will be extremely disappointed if Tommy gets this wrong. Who won it in 2005?
I was waiting for this.
Was that the year?
Yeah, I'm a big Twins fan.
Everybody get their answer? Everybody's got the White Sox.
Go White Sox.
Nobody wanted to bank on that one?
Bazank.
All right.
It's closed.
This AL team, who is not in the playoffs this year, won it in the year 2000.
Bank.
Looking right, throwing left, caught on the run.
I'll bank.
You said AL?
You're banking?
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't want to, but.
You said AL too, right?
Yes. Okay. And I could tell you who won this.
I feel like I know this, but I could be way wrong. I had a sec. Can I write my second guess?
No. Just kidding. Everybody got an answer?
Pull that nonsense again.
Going once? Twice?
Disney princesses.
We're done?
Penelope.
We got the Yankees for Josh, the Rays for Ryan, and the Yankees. For Tom, it is indeed the Yankees.
You want to know why?
Oh, I think
Shays never won.
Is that real?
Yeah.
They won twice.
Not bad. You're right. In my ridiculous history that I looked up today, I learned that the Rays never won.
I don't know what he's doing.
Don't worry about him. Just keep going.
All right. In 2022, this team, formerly of the NL, now in the AL.
I need that one too. The one team to play to represent both in the World Series was the Astros.
One.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
You don't have to be sorry about anything.
You don't have to be sorry. You gotta be sorry to yourself. All right, everybody got an answer?
I assumed everyone knew that one.
I knew it.
Astros!
He was making fun of me, like, oh, wait, maybe they didn't
win. I'm like, the Brewers? I'm like, no, they went the other way.
Damn cheaters.
goddamn fuck cheers.
The Astros.
Yes. In 2017, this AL team won the World Series.
Sorry, I want to keep going, but I don't know that one.
Oh, shit, you had that much of a chain? Wow, good job.
At 3 in a row.
What's my chain at?
You're at 3.
What's my chain at?
1.
Bank.
AL for 2017?
Yep. Are we good?
Yeah.
All right, let's see it.
I don't even know if this team's an AL team.
Angels, Astros. Have the A's won a World Series?
No, and no. Neither of those teams have won
a World Series. All right.
Not true.
One person is correct.
This is very true.
It is the Astros. I couldn't get the same hint.
That was a cheating year.
Angels have been to 1-1.
That was the cheating year.
I'm not saying never, but not in a long time. Not since Trout's been there.
Angels have won.
What?
Angels have won one, yes.
Yeah, yeah, they've been to one and they won one. Oh, I thought you said he never won.
No, I said in a while.
Danny Glover was the coach.
Yeah.
I don't know if the A's have ever won.
They have.
Like 70s. In the 70s, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have 8 titles total.
Good, now we're not...
That's the kind of ridiculous shit I looked up.
Yeah, they with La Russa and Mark McGwire.
They had to change their city.
I thought they won in the Billy Bean. I don't know.
No. All right. I made a movie about a team that lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Moneyball.
All because of Derek Jeter. All because of Derek Jeter and his miraculous throw. His catch... Like this and throw. All right. We have...
He can pitch it, too.
Oh, my God, dude. I loved that. That was an amazing game. I watched that game. All right. In 2002, this American League team that was not in the playoffs this year won the World Series.
What's my bank at?
3.
2002, this American League team that wasn't in the playoffs won the World Series. Oh, man. I guess I'll bank Spark.
All right. Since you banked, I'll give everyone another hint. They had the rally monkey.
What? That doesn't help me.
No?
Is it a help for him?
Maybe it does.
I'm just going to keep my answer.
All right, everybody ready? What we got?
Blue Jays,
Rays, Yanks.
I had Yanks before he said the rally monkey.
Literally, he just told him.
Yeah, the Rays never won it. He still wrote it. Don't worry about it.
It is the Angels.
Oh,
that's the Angels year.
The Angels won in 2002?
Yep, and that was the year of the rally monkey. Oh, they came back and I believe they beat the
Who
Eagles.
Did they have on that team?
All right.
Tim Salmon?
Yeah.
Danny Glover?
Danny Glover.
Matthew McConaughey? He's center fielder. In that movie. Yes, he is. He's center fielder.
No way. I gotta go back and watch
this. I swear to God.
He's like, I got this.
Tony
ball.
Davis.
Isn't he the idiot?
Yeah.
He's the idiot on the team. Yes.
The Angels pick him up to make that catch. That crazy catch.
All right. In 2006, this NL team that was not in the playoffs this year won the World Series. I feel like it's only been 15 minutes.
Since commercial, yeah.
Not even halfway through.
I don't know if this is right.
Everybody got an answer? Anybody getting chips?
What year? 2000.
2006. Man.
Oh!
Turn your boards.
Shit.
Too late. And two people are right.
All
right.
Oh, the guy who picked the team.
Josh and Ryan are correct.
Rockies never won it either. Stupid Rockies.
And Rocky Mountain.
Tommy had the Rockies, who was incorrect.
The team that was going to change was the Cardinals. So.
Tommy, would you like to bank your no chips? All right, cool.
The team's Kelly Oubre on now.
76ers.
Wow.
It's an awesome story. because Harden hates the general manager. Dun, dun, dun. And so he brought him in because the girl he has two kids with, he was Harden's girlfriend, and he stole her at a party.
Right. In 2010, this NL team won the World Series for the first of their three on this list.
Ever? Oh, on the list? Is it an ever thing? Or
on this list.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
First of the three on this list?
Yes.
Oh shit.
Man, who won three?
Wow.
I already said that, so that can't be that. First of three and now on this list.
Going
this
once?
Wait, I didn't write anything yet.
Your 104 is looking pretty good.
Oh, well, that's awesome. I can't even think of a team right now.
All right, going once?
Oh, wait. No, I need one more minute.
White Sox.
Drawing a blank.
One more minute.
All team.
Brewers. Brewers. Flip the boards.
Braves. I wrote down Braves.
Braves, Dodgers, Giants.
I like the Giants.
That's a Josh picks the Braves. Ryan picked the Dodgers.
He's already on the list.
Goodbye. Tommy got the Giants correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the bank.
I hate the Giants so much.
All right. Like in 2013... this team won for the third time on this list.
Is it NL or AL?
AL team.
Bank.
It's the third time you've set them?
No, third time they won on this list. Might be the third time I set them, too.
2013? Good. They won three?
I shouldn't have banked.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Flip the boards. We got the Yankees for Tommy and Josh.
What does Tommy's board say?
Yank. Tommy says Yank. That's right. My bad. And you guys are both wrong. Ryan is right with the Red Sox.
Okay. Okay. Let's go.
The Red Sox.
Whoa, don't fumble.
In 2014.
Fade on.
This team won for their third time on this list.
And I will. AL?
NL.
Oh, NL.
Erasy.
Everyone, you changed it. Ryan, you can bank if you want.
For the third time?
It's one?
Yeah.
No. Third time on this list?
Yep.
Is this the third time you said it?
Nope. Maybe. Possibly.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. I just know they've won it three times on this list, and this is the third time they won it.
2013? 2014. Oh, that changes things.
All right. Everybody flip your board.
Cards and cards.
All right. Tommy and Ryan, or Tommy and Josh, you guys need to stop holding hands because you guys both suck.
Oh, I had...
The cards are not the right answer. The Giants.
Damn it. I had Giants that erased it.
Did win for the third time. In 2014.
What was his name? Tim Lincecum?
Yeah. For the Freak.
The Freak, yeah. Put this in. Come on, buddy.
In 2009, this AL team, won for the record-setting time.
Is it AL?
What year?
2009. Ryan, you can bank. You have three, if you'd like.
Oh, I'm going for it, buddy. I'm going for it. Think of the poem. What happened? He missed. Oh, sorry. Okay. My bad.
Everybody, flip the boards.
Yanks.
I would hope you guys got that. Josh and Ryan, or Josh and Tommy get one for getting it right. Ryan gets three more.
Ooh.
Who was the record for the most World Series ever?
Yankees.
Who's next?
Oh, the wins?
Yeah.
Cardinals.
So how many?
11. This is the shit I looked up today. They've appeared 19 times. Cardinals.
You should have just replayed my last episode last year.
Oh, yeah, you had a baseball one.
I had a World Series one.
Yeah, I thought so, too, but... I thought that was going to be a little
In different. 2015, Ben Zobrist won his first World Series on this AL team.
Bank.
Oh, do I have one over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bank it too. I don't know. I'm going to guess.
This is where Ryan's coming. I need to be nice. I'm only helping Ryan right now.
He's a low man, so that's okay.
I'm going to put this over here because I got a feeling.
I think it's only four, though.
Yeah, I took one back.
Oh, gotcha. It's over. All
right. Flip boards.
No, this is an AL team. Oh, shit.
Blue Jays. Royals. Wow. You guys, hold hands with somebody else, buddy. Hold hands with Ryan. Josh and Tommy picked the Blue Jays again and got wrong again. And the Royals is correct. Good job, Ryan.
Thanks, buddy.
The Royals of Toronto?
Royal yep. Knight.
I stayed in there.
Kansas City is the Toronto of the Midwest. Look it up. Did you right. Stat him it up?
Ryan, how many page, chips man. You got? I'll give you one more on this one. In 2012, this NL team won for the second time out of three on this list.
I don't remember who we've said so far. I'm so lost right now. But the Giants.
Nice. Everybody, yeah. Flip the board. Everybody's got the Giants except Josh.
It really was the Giants?
And the Giants is correct.
I thought we said them three times right. That's why I made that joke.
Ryan said nice. I thought maybe he was happy he said it. I'm like, oh, maybe I should erase this.
Yeah, the way he said it made it sound like I didn't know it. I truly thought we said the Giants three times already.
Well, I actually feel like we did, but...
Ryan's got a healthy stack going. Just so you guys
what know. Is it now? 16? Oh, wow. I'm going for
16.
Six? On this one?
Uh-oh.
All right.
We're in trouble.
All right.
Not you. Shut up. I'm in trouble.
Yeah. I don't think Ryan's banking on this one. In 2016, this NL team won the World Series.
Didn't we do this one already?
Yeah.
Everybody got their answer?
Why am I, like, confused? I'm so confused. All right,
flip the boards. It is the Cubs. Good job. Everybody got the Cubs. Good
You're
job.
You're struggling. I'm like, is this wrong?
Well, I know because, like, I thought we said this one
already. You messaged you earlier on it. That's why.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, this is wrong. Nervous. Like, I know it was right after Back to the Future.
That is. Yeah. Which we just learned the Royals won it that year.
Yeah. He's ruined the timeline, fucking Loki.
All right. In 2020,
plus Miami's in
there. This NL team won the World Series.
Same thing. I feel like we did 2020 already, but on the front row.
NL team. Can I bank?
Smart. Bank one. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll bank my one. I don't know the answer. I'm just writing shit down over here.
What's my stack at?
Three.
NL team.
I think Ryan just passed Josh. Or really close.
I don't know.
Who would have thought Josh coming last in my episode?
Never happens, man.
You said NL team, right?
Three Oreos in the mustard.
Damn it.
I mean,
I'll tell you what, I will allow
chance
every one of you get to mix one cup.
Mix.
Take it out.
All mix.
You can remove one cup.
Can we add a cup if someone removes it?
Nope.
Like if you remove the mustard one.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, you can put water up there.
That seems.
You can put a dry cup up there.
Oh, I gotta put a national. All
right. Are we?
No, I'm so
sorry. Got it.
I need 1 second.
Going once. Going twice.
All right.
Sold.
There's no way. I didn't know.
Flip your boards, bro. Cardinals. Mets. Dodgers. Dodgers it is.
I was talking to Sterling yesterday about
good job, Tommy boy.
And that was the one he missed. He went 15K if the Diamondbacks win.
Yeah, but how much did he bet?
Who?
200?
No, who? I'm saying on all Sterling. The teams that he
He's got about 900 in.
That's
who's
it.
Who's Sterling?
The guy we know in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
In the bathroom, you really hit it off.
Like me and Fred?
Yeah.
I don't think there's another year I know off the top of my
head. All right. In 2011, this NL team won the World Series.
Bank.
I should have done a list while we were going of who won. I think that would have helped me out.
Yeah. It will help you in two questions.
2011?
Yep.
NL team 2011. I feel like I've written down this answer 17 times. Again.
I think we're holding hands this time.
We're ready, Sparkles.
Dun, dun,
dun. Damn. Frozen.
If you wrote that answer down 17 times, you were wrong 15 times. Oops. All right. Let's see the boards.
We all put cards.
Everybody got the Cardinals, and everybody is correct.
All right.
Damn it.
And I could tell you this next one very easily. I'd be able to get this one. In the year 2001, this NL team won the World Series with a walk-off.
Sparky's favorite team.
A walk-off what? Homer?
No.
Walk-off walk.
It wasn't a walk.
Oh, okay. They just walked it out. All right.
Mariano Rivera blew the save. I could tell you who got the hit, too.
I only have one up there?
Yep.
I'll bank mine.
I'm going to try it.
Got to make this one five.
Anybody else want to bank?
No, you said NL, right?
Yeah, I'll give you another hint if you
get one bank. No, because I know it.
I'll take another hint.
You guys got your answers?
No, I don't.
Hurry up.
Oh.
Three, two, one. They're in the World Series right now.
Yes.
The D-backs.
That says D-backs.
It's a good job you held the right hand this time, Tom. Hmm? Tom and Ryan both put D-backs
in. That says D-backs.
Yeah.
Dodger over here on the Jays.
I had the Cardinals down again. I'm just kidding.
On the Jays.
Luis Gonzalez. Yeah, walk
off. Oh, man. Love that guy.
How many have left?
We have one more World Series and then two random questions.
Oh. Okay.
In 2007, this AL team won the World Series for the second time on this list.
Second time on this list.
Okay. I'm going to bank, Spark.
I'm going to bank, too.
Yeah, bank me. Because I don't know. Oh, shit.
All right, you want a hint?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Always.
Pesky's Pole is in their home stadium.
Who?
You said AL?
Yep.
You said...
Oh, AL.
What Pesky's year? Pole, 2007.
2007?
Pesky's 104 is not looking that well when they're not scoring.
Oh. I can't think of one AL team right now.
Besides holy cow, yeah. They haven't scored in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. There you go.
No, it can't be them.
Pesky's
the green.
It is it. Okay. For some reason, I thought we said it.
I'm just giving away 1 point for everybody.
I thought we said it twice already.
Everybody got it? All right. The Red Sox is correct. Everybody got it right. Good job.
Red Sox.
Two random questions.
All right. Two random questions about the list you just ran through that we are not going to go back over.
Okay.
The NL has how many teams that on this list?
Bank.
Oh, yeah, bank.
Can I get 30 seconds to think about it or no?
Do you want a bank?
That's what I'm asking for.
You're asking for 30 seconds or a bank?
30 seconds to think about if I'm going to bank. Not 30, like 12. I'm going to bank.
All right.
It was one?
I'll give you all a hint. The NL has more than the AL.
And we're doing the NL right now, right?
Yep. This is the NL.
Okay.
And I'm not going to be doing the AL because I give you the answer with the NL. I really fucking hope you can get the NL from that.
Wait. Answer. Oh. All right. How many times? Not different teams. Okay.
No, it's different teams, right?
No.
Like if a team goes more than
how
once,
many
it counts
times
more than once.
Did the okay. NL win? Okay. How many times is the NL on here?
No, that makes
going once. Going twice. Sold for flip your board.
13? Oh shit.
While you all wrote 13. And you are all incorrect.
Is it 12?
It is 12. Ah. I was 12 for the National League and 11 for the American League right now. Damn. And I think my prediction is NL or AL will tie it up this year.
Yeah, I think
Texas will beat Arizona. And the last question.
But I wouldn't have thought either of these teams would be here, so.
Yep, me neither. the last question Rangers. On this train.
By the two dogs.
What team has the most appearances on this list with how many times?
Jeez.
With wins?
Huh? Well, I mean, if they're on this list, that would be they won the World Series. So the answer to your question is yes.
The funniest thing is that Sparky's not trying to be a dick, but then he ends up sound like,
oh, no, I was trying to be a dick.
Oh.
I'm mad I was. He asked him, this has been a list of who won the World Series. And he says wins. Wait, wins?
He's a literal guy. He's just got to make sure.
All right. Are we all good?
Yes.
Everybody got an answer?
I'm done.
Flip your board. No, that's just how many times he answered the cards.
Oh.
And it was 17. No. All right. So, Texas got the cards. Giants and Giants for Josh and Ryan. Oh, wow. Stumbled your guys' names there. So, trouble there. The answer is the Red Sox with 4.
Oh. Snuck up on us.
I was say, because Cardinals had 3-2. That's what confused me. I want to put Cardinals and Giants down.
There you go.
The Cardinals had 2.
Really?
Red Sox. Dun, dun, dun.
You know, when you said you answered the Cardinals 17 times, well, and I said you would have been wrong 15 times.
You got me.
The answer's 2.
Well, I didn't put cards down.
How many did you get?
Just one green.
One green. Oh, Ryan gets a green chip.
I'll take 2 red.
Where did the blue chips go?
And then,
2 red for me as well.
Ryan did overtake me in that. That was great. No. So now I am officially in last place. This is going great. I love Oreos. Doesn't matter what's on the other side of me.
What are you doing?
It's for my segment.
Is it Tommy segment
time? Oh, that's right. It is Tommy segment time.
It's Tommy time.
It seems really late to have a segment.
My bad. Sorry about that.
All right. So this won't take too long, but this is kind of stupid, but we'll find out.
It looks like it's got long written all over it.
Right now he's putting 27 index cards.
I have 10 index cards. All right. So this is one of those impression cycles. Dun, 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 that we get to get. 5 of these are going to have 4 horror movie characters, and 5 of these are going to have impressions. So I'm going to do the impression of the person being that horror movie character. Okay. So pick one blank and one with stripe. Okay. The horror, it's going to be Barack Obama being Ghostface. Okay.
Ghostface doesn't talk.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, all right.
Alright. Someone make a phone noise. Bing ding.
Bing 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 bing.
It's a weak phone.
Let me be clear. Phone. What is your favorite scary movie? I'm going to ask you a question. And if you get it right, you survive. But if you get it wrong, I will take my knife, put it in your stomach, and stab you 27 times until I see your insides. All right.
That was good.
Barack Obama's Ghostface. Okay.
I enjoy that one.
Here's the next one. As Chucky, it's going to be Jack Nicholson as Chucky.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Here's Chucky. Well, I'm going to try to take over your body, okay? When you're sleeping, all right? But if you try to fuck with the Chuck, I might try to go a little crazy here and maybe stab you, or maybe I'll try to strangulate you, because there's nothing like a good strangulation to keep the circulation going, all right?
Okay. All right, pick two. All right, here's the next one. We have Patrick Warburton.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be Pennywise.
Nice.
Patrick.
Big guy to fit in the sewer grid.
You're like, hey. Hey, yo. You want a balloon? Hey. They all float. They all float down here. You want to float too? I'm Pennywise, the dancing clown. And you're Georgie. So now we know each other. Now come over here for a balloon. All right. Patrick Warburton as Pennywise. All right, we have two more. What do we got?
I had it set up for you.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The two that are on top of the show.
All right. All right. Here we go. This is the next one. We have Keanu Reeves.
Nice.
As Pinhead. Okay. This is weird. This is a weird one.
Whoa! Points. You opened the box. Now we've got such sights to show you. Dude, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer most heinously, dude. Please, no tears. Dude. That's a waste of tears for suffering. Whoa. All
right.
Hey, wait, real quick before you do the last one. We went, the three of us went, and we did... No, I'm sorry. Josh wasn't there. But we did horror movie trivia and serial killer trivia.
Oh, yeah.
And we won every single category, so we won all the prizes. But what was our team name again?
The Cenobites.
Cenobites from that movie?
From Hellraiser, yeah.
From Hellraiser.
That's what they all are.
And the last one. We've got Jigsaw being played by Jeff Goldblum. Okay. Yes. So, you want to play a game, right? You want to play a game? Yes. Okay. All right. Let's play a game first. First, you have to take this bear trap. Okay. And then you have to, wait a minute now. Oh, maybe you won't take a bear trap. Maybe you'll have to go through things and needles. Yes. So you have to jump through the needles. You have to find the correct needle. And then, wait a minute now. But before the time is up, you have to do it before for the acid. The acid comes down and melts your body. Yes. Well, there it is.
Jeff,
all right, there's your celebrities as random as random was. Hey, come get your balloon so you can float.
That's smart doing horror ones. That's
all right.
Cool. I like that.
That was it? So just a quick one.
It's on to you, Sparkles.
All right, now we're down to Final Jeopardy, guys.
Can
we throw a few more games in here? Don't we have a draft in like 5 minutes? Don't care.
That ice in the fly.
Don't care, I don't want to lose.
Don't want to be rolling Oreos.
Oreo rolling.
All right, so let's get a chip count really quick. Looks like Tommy has 94.
94.
Followed 41. By Ryan, who Woo! Came out of last place, with 43.
Okay.
And Josh 41. With 41.
Oh, shit. Josh and Ryan are close. 40?
I don't know. There's one who's sitting here. Really? Is this yours?
It's yours
now. I when I looked before, I
I saw it right there. I don't know where it came from. I'm like, oh, I guess I have it.
No. That's fine.
No, if it's yours, it's yours. All right,
so Josh has 40.
Four! Let's look at the cameras.
So Josh is 40 and Ryan is 44. Okay.
Oh, man. Even if I go all in, I catch up.
You can if he's wrong.
Yeah. You can play it smart. It doesn't matter.
So,
what are you going to bet, Jay?
We're going to go category is gambling.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. I like this category.
My life is a gamble. You might as well keep going.
Dude. Did you really go all in?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
he didn't make up some kind of rule that the high man has to do at least a third of his chips or anything. So he's sitting over there.
Because we're getting punished anyway.
He's betting zero over there.
I'm not betting zero.
You guys tell me when you're ready with your bids.
I'm ready.
Everybody got their bid?
It is gambling, so.
All right, let's see your bids. 40. All in for Josh. 40 for Ryan. And 5 for Tom. Tom is still reachable.
Because
if you get
rule changes,
if you get one of the two answers, you win your points. Okay. If you get them both, you get double.
All right.
If you can tell me the exact odds on both of them,
not sorry, Tom. You're fine.
You get 3 times your points.
Oof.
Rough. Okay. All right.
I should know to always bet more in Sparky episode because there's no safety net.
The question is, who, according to DraftKings, who are the 2 current favorites to win the Super Bowl this year? And what are their odds?
I know someone's minus money.
Really?
No.
Really?
Was that a pass?
They're showing Gabe Davis, so I think so.
Yes. He's got like 7 touchdowns this year. And then he doesn't show
up. So, what do you need? Super Bowl participants?
Who are the top 2 favorites to win the Super Bowl right now, according to DraftKings, and what are their odds? Gosh. If you get one team right, you win your points. If you get both teams right, you win double your bid. And if you get both odds exactly correct, you get 3 times your points.
That's a good idea.
Everybody got their answers?
I did.
104s.
Everybody good? All right.
Oh, I need 104.
Let's flip them over.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Same answer as Tommy.
Okay.
I put 49ers. I switched to the Eagles because of Purdy. All
right.
You did pretty bad.
Everybody has put the Chiefs on there. One person has the correct odds for the Chiefs.
Does it say 4? Oh. There's 3 different numbers.
350.
I thought the 2 of you had the same answer. I'm going to go with me then.
Tommy and Josh have the Eagles as their other, and Ryan has the 49ers.
He didn't want to put the Eagles because they destroyed his Dolphins last week.
Son of a bitch.
The number one favorite right now is the Chiefs.
Okay. All
right. At plus 4.
Damn it.
50.
Damn it!
Ooh, I got that one perfect.
The number 2 favorite.
Come on.
Right now.
Come on.
Is.
Come on.
The 49ers.
Yeah, no way!
Yeah, baby, come on!
At plus 475.
Oh, God. I almost put them. Damn.
Oh, it feels so good to win again.
You had a win in it because of that?
Yes, sir. Yes,
I had 49ers switch to the
Eagles. I got to stop making special fucking rules.
124.
Yes, you do.
Ryan fucking reaps the benefits of every
told you.
Goddamn.
Sometimes they help us, except for Tom.
Every single time. He goes, I dominate the game, and I get screwed at the end.
Well, you need to learn how to fucking
bid.
Doesn't
matter.
Because you know there's always going to be a twist at the end.
Oh, God, I feel so good.
Wow, man. Good job, Tom. Or Ryan.
I did not expect to win. Not even coming second.
Eight, what do you get now?
The second you said Harry Potter, I thought it was over.
Oh, yeah, he got...
Did Josh lose my episode again?
Yeah, because Ryan finished...
I don't know why it's a question.
Ryan finished with 120, Josh finished with 80, and I finished with 99.
Oh, you did? Yeah, you... Oh, yeah, but it's like 5.
So Josh gets 3 Oreos. Tommy gets 2 Oreos.
two Oreos.
And Ryan gets one.
One mustard-dunked Oreo.
I feel like I'm going for mayonnaise. How gross is that? That's, like, the best option for me. Can we have, like, folks, one with, like...
We're going to find out if I deny this episode, if I deny this punishment or not, and then you'll find out next time. But don't lose, and make sure you bet, like... A man.
Not a pussy. I'm
so mad at myself.
When Sparky's episode, because, yeah, I got screwed. All right. Don't lose.